This is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 137 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now listen, I apologize for the background noise as I record this. I'm working on the ship. As a lot of you know, I do cruises this time of year. Right now, I'm on the inaugural 80s cruise, and going to be an interesting week on this cruise. But anyway, I'm in the room. I'm trying to record. There's a lot of background noise. I apologize for that. I want to start out by thanking everyone for watching my Showtime special, Historically Incorrect. There's been about 2,000 new Twitter followers have joined my Twitter. Thank you for that. There's new people on my website, new people on Facebook, and you guys have been fantastic. I love the response to the special, so thank you. Thank you, and hopefully this leads to another one in a couple of years, but we got other things to talk about. Like I said, I'm on the 80s cruise. We're going to the Caribbean. Huey Lewis in the news, a headline in this. Kool and the Gang, Starship is playing right now. Biz Markie is here. Nina Blackwood, the MTV DJ, blah, blah, blah. A lot of names from the 80s. It's a fun gig. I ain't gonna lie to you. Working on a cruise ship, I couldn't do it all the time, but right now it's good. I will tell you this, I will be coming home incredibly fat, too much food around. Yeah, I do the spin class in the morning, but spin class don't stand a chance against unlimited pizza and dessert. Forget about all the rich food and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I know I shouldn't be talking about this because some of you are still buried in the cold, but hey, it's my job. It's what I do. So let's get right to it, shall we? The Trump train keeps rolling. Mark Twain said, never, and I'm paraphrasing the quote, but he said, never argue with stupid people. They'll drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. Now, I am not saying Donald Trump is stupid, but that last debate, listen, if you, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, if you want to get down to talking in sound bites and trading insults, you really want to challenge Donald Trump on that level? That's what Donald Trump does. Look, there's no policies with Donald Trump. Whenever they ask him, you know, how are you going to make Mexico pay for this wall? I'll make them pay for it. How do you solve problems in the Middle East? I'll bomb them. You want to get rid of Obamacare? What are you going to replace it with? Something better. There's no policy to back up what he says, but he knows how to say it, and he knows how to get his supporters and his base going. And now it's really getting serious because the Republicans are trying so hard. Like, they're so afraid of Donald Trump for president that Karl Rove, you remember Karl Rove. Karl Rove engineered and ran George W. Bush's entire presidency. It was Rove and President Cheney with Bush standing out there grinning. Well, anyway, Karl Rove said that there's nothing they can do. They had this Republican governor's meeting, and you had Karl Rove there, and they're trying to figure out how can we stop Trump, you know, Republican Party leader LePage urged governors to draft an open letter to the people disavowing Trump. They want to get rid of Trump. They can't stop Trump. Well, guess what? They created Donald Trump. They created their whole party of no, the whole we're going to divide the people, but we're going to blame Barack Obama for dividing the people. And on, all of this created this disenfranchised group of people that love Donald Trump, that love listening to simple sound bites that have no policy, no thought behind them, et cetera, et cetera. They built Donald Trump, and now they're trying to destroy Donald Trump, and they can't control him. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Now, I don't know why there's still any surprise about, you know, this Donald Trump presidency. Look, I don't think he's going to win. I don't even know if he wants to win. I still say that this is all publicity for him, and it's like a big joke that's gotten out of control, and now he's enjoying it. But there was this past Saturday, there was a Klan rally in Anaheim, in Orange County, California. Anaheim is the home of Disneyland, okay? If you wonder how poorly our country's doing, how divided our country is. A Klan rally in the home of Disneyland. Three people got stabbed. You know, one was stabbed with a flag. A Klansman stabbed an anti-Klansman protester with a flag. It's utter insanity. But at the same time, Mitch McConnell, right, the leader of the Senate, says that they will refuse any candidate that Barack Obama submits for the Supreme Court. They will not even talk to the person who is submitted for the Supreme Court. Now, the same Mitch McConnell, 15 years ago in 2001, when George Bush was elected by the slimmest of margins, and many say not elected, just given the job by the Supreme Court, McConnell said it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He won. He's the president. He gets to appoint who he wants to appoint to the Supreme Court. Now, 15 years later, Barack Obama, who was elected by a huge margin, particularly compared to George Bush, it is his job, it is in the Constitution for the president to appoint a Supreme Court justice. And McConnell says, we won't even meet with him. So when the leader of the Senate, a Republican, says that because the president is black, we will not even allow him to we won't even consider his constitutional responsibility to appoint a Supreme Court justice. And you have Donald Trump, who runs on hate, and, you know, whether it be hating Muslims, hating women, hating Mexicans, and I'm sure he ain't too crazy about black people, but you have that, and you have a Klan rally in Anaheim. So what? Where's the surprise? It's sad. It's horribly sad, but I don't understand why there is any surprise. So listen, to the Republicans, to the head of the Republican Party, you can't, I mean, I don't understand the disconnect. You say that we won't listen to Barack Obama because he's black, but we don't understand why people full of hate endorse Donald Trump. I don't get it. And I'll tell you, I had an experience a couple hours ago here. One of the bands was backstage, and I was, you know, outside of their dressing room, and I'm listening to them, and they're talking about Rubio and Trump and so on. And one of them asked another, they said, well, are you better off now than you were 7 or 8 years ago when Barack Obama was elected? And the woman said, all I know is now I pay more for health insurance. So we live in two different countries. That's her only problem. Forget about, you know, the banking crisis being fixed, the auto industry being saved, and you know, so many other things were wrong with the country back then. People were losing their homes. The rate unemployment rate is down. The price of gas is down, et cetera, et cetera. None of that matters to her. I pay more for my health insurance. Barack Obama is a bad president. I need President Trump. She's supporting President Trump because President Trump will absolutely lower health insurance. And by the way, no, he won't. Okay, because this thing about buying your health insurance in other states, I love that one. I'm gonna just touch on that for a minute. That, well, if we buy health insurance across state lines, it'll be cheaper. So if you live in California and health insurance is expensive, and it's really cheap in Utah, do you think the Utah insurance companies are going to just say, yeah, we'll sell it to you at the same low price, and we'll pay California, you know, medical costs? I mean, it's so, again, they will drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. Man, Mark Twain was a smart man. So on the Democratic side, it's quite simple. They left the all-white states, and Hillary Clinton is pounding Bernie Sanders. She beat him by 45% in South Carolina. She'll beat him on Super Tuesday. And listen, any big city, any place with a minority population, Bernie Sanders is not going to beat Hillary Clinton, okay? And someone said on my Twitter, they said, how come you talk about race? Because unfortunately, race is such a huge issue in this country. Discrimination is such a huge issue in this country. Exclusion is such a huge issue in this country, whether it be people of color or people of sexual orientation or gender. You know, that's what it is. And it's horrible, and it's sad, and it's pitiful, but it's real. Are things that bad? No, things aren't that bad. You know who said things aren't that bad? Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, a man who is far smarter than me, and don't laugh because he's smarter than you too. Warren Buffett says that he dismisses the candidate's views, the Republican candidate's views of the economy being so bad and America falling apart and the kids are going to have a terrible future. He said you can't beat 240 years of a roll that the United States has been on. He said the economy's actually doing pretty good. And Warren Buffett is confident for the future. And, you know, if it's okay with Warren Buffett, I'm going to tell you right now, it's okay with me. Things are bad. There's a lot of things that aren't right. But overall, I'm going to say the country's better than it was 8 years ago, even if I am paying more for health insurance. You know why? Because 11 million people who didn't have health insurance now have health insurance. That thing that the United States used to be that united, and we had our problems, but people were Americans, and that's gone now. It's like every man for himself and every group for himself, but it's not totally gone. There's still a lot of people, good people, wanting to work together, so I wish those good people luck. But I'll tell you, we have to do something about some of these issues right now, literally, well, maybe not literally at this moment, but tonight is Oscar night, so we're dealing with that big thing of, you know, Oscar's so white. I haven't been able to see it. I'm on this ship. I didn't see it televised, but I'm sure and I hope that Chris Rock just eviscerated him in the monologue as only he can. I hope Chris did a great job. Never learning from our mistakes. I was reading an article this week, subprime auto loans. Trouble for banks and investors. Now, you remember subprime loans? That's how the whole housing crisis was financed. It's okay, we'll take a bunch of people with bad credit, we'll pretend they have good credit, we'll sell them expensive homes, bundle the loans, sell the loans on Wall Street. People can't make the payments, the loans fall apart. Now they're doing it with cars, they're doing it with expensive SUVs and high-end pickup trucks and whatever else. They're loaning people money who can't afford to pay it back to buy a real nice truck because the price of gas is cheap. A year later, they can't pay for the truck, and it is a lot of trucks, and the same subprime thing is happening. I don't know. I guess we don't learn. So, listen, that's it. There's not a lot out of me. First of all, this podcast, the recording conditions aren't perfect. I talked about a lot of bad things. There's some good things going on. There's some funny going on. I told you last week, go see Deadpool. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Deadpool's great. I promise you, for 2 hours, you'll forget there's any problems anywhere and wish we had Deadpool to solve them all. Donald Trump, I don't know what to tell you. Come tune in next week, and we'll see what's going on. You know, I'm a sports fan, but the Golden State Warriors are still winning, and the Clippers are still hovering, and Blake Griffin ain't back yet, so I don't want to talk sports. But it is baseball. Yeah, pitchers and catchers are back. Baseball season's coming, so there's hope there. Funny, I'm on an 80s cruise, everything 80s, including Back to the Future, the movie in which they thought the Cubs were going to win the 2015 World Series. Sorry, Chicago. That didn't work out. So I got to go work on some 80s jokes not involving cocaine. And if you were in the 80s, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And wow, the 80s, it's retro, it's nostalgia. And I was there. I'm getting old, people. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. It was a quick podcast. I promise you they will get better. Longer and more involved. People who've been listening a long time will tell you I can ramble on. But I got this week, and if you think the 80s cruise is throwing me off, next week is gospel. I got nothing. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. When they ask who's paying attention, you are. The special Historically Incorrect is still in rotation on Showtime. I hope you tell someone about it. And again, thank you for listening. Thanks for the new followers. And whatever you do, in spite of the election or mass shootings, which I didn't even get into, but we've had a couple of those in the past week, or whatever craziness is going on, keep laughing. Keep laughing. Laugh out loud. They won't know what you're laughing at. It's the best payback. Thank you, guys.